The president of Turkey is calling on Saudi Arabia today to disclose who gave the order to kill journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Yesterday, Saudi Arabia shifted its story yet again and said the crime was premeditated. Before Khashoggi was killed, he'd given $5,000 to a friend to create an army of online supporters to drown out pro-Saudi government trolls on Twitter. Those trolls tried to silence Khashoggi by criticizing him, and they are still trying to silence his friend. The friend is Omar Abdulaziz. He is a Saudi dissident who lives in Montreal, and he joins us now on Skype. Omar, I know this is still a very complicated time for you. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
First, I want to get your thoughts, how you're feeling in these past few weeks, especially now that we know Jamal Khashoggi died inside that Saudi consulate.
Honestly, the beginning I was in a denial mood, so I didn't want to believe that he was killed. But I just wanted to wait to hear the official news from the Turkish government. But now they already announced that. Honestly, it was a shock, not just for me, for the whole entire world, killing an innocent journalist inside the embassy of his country. It is a horrible thing.
Yeah. Tell me about your relationship with Jamal Khashoggi and specifically about that project that you two were working on to fight pro-Saudi trolls on the internet. And your idea was to create an army of bees to fight, as you called it, their army of flies.
I would say in the past, I knew Jamal since a very long time, but in the past we had our disagreements. But a year and a half ago, he left Saudi Arabia. Then we started to talk about the situation in Saudi Arabia. And day after day, we became like friends, I would say, and the relationship between father and son. Mm. So more than just the colleagues. So, yes, and the Saudi trolls, they were attacking Jamal because he was writing his own journalist in the Washington Post. So MBS was spending billions to promote a picture for him and for his vision. And Jamal, with one article, would change the whole story. So they were attacking him, threatening him all the time. So they would do the same with me, but not the same level. So I said once, we were in a group, I asked the members, and Jamal was one of them. I said, guys, I do have an idea of creating an army to combat the Saudi trolls. Jamal really liked the idea. I said, but here's a problem. I have no cash. We have to get the Saudi activist phone numbers to activate their Twitter accounts. And we cannot do that with Saudi phone numbers, because then they're going to be in danger. So Jamal said, I'm going to give you $5,000 American. Get some SIM cards and give the activists the numbers that they need.
So you would buy these SIM cards with Canadian and American phone numbers, give them to people in Saudi Arabia so that they would be harder to trace.
Yes.
And then they could combat the pro-Saudi trolls, as you call them online, with their own information campaign.
Yes. But we asked them, we had our policies, you cannot use very bad language, you cannot threaten someone, you cannot be a supporter of a radical group or something like that, because we want to spread a clear message. We are talking about freedom of speech, we're talking about human rights violation. So we do not want to use the same language that they're using on us, against us.
Who are those people, those pro-Saudi? Are they employees? Are they commissioned by the Crown Prince, MBS, as you referred to him earlier? And how influential are they? What are they doing?
So here's the thing. Maybe people would find that strange, but in Saudi Arabia, we have no parliament. So the only place where we can expose our ideas, our opinions, is Twitter. And people started to talk against the government. So they said, let's create this army to stop or to dominate the local narrative. This is what happened. So now they're paying so many people about $2,000 to $3,000 monthly just to work in this army.
The Saudis are well aware of you, and I want you to tell me about something that happened to you in Montreal in May when two men paid you a visit. They said that the Crown Prince had sent them, and they asked you to go back to Saudi Arabia with them. Mm-hmm. They asked you to go into the Saudi embassy in Ottawa mm-hmm. for a new passport. Mm-hmm. The similarities to Khashoggi's case are chilling. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about that day since Khashoggi was killed?
They sent two representatives to me, and they also brought my brother with them. And they said, okay, here's the thing. We do have a message from MBS, the Crown Prince. He really likes you. He really listens to you. He admires your work, and he watches your videos. And he wants you to be back to Saudi Arabia. I said, okay, thank you, but I cannot trust you.
You didn't believe them. You didn't trust them because you felt that as soon as you got back to Saudi Arabia, what would happen?
I would be jailed or maybe killed. It's their land. It's their place. So if they're going to kill me, nobody knows.
Did you talk about that meeting with Jamal Khashoggi?
Yes, I did. And he told me, do not meet them in private places. Just meet them in public places. Do not go to the embassy. But here's the thing. When they gave up, they said, you know what? You don't have a valid Saudi passport. I said, yes. I said, okay, just come with us for an hour to the embassy. We're going to get you a new one. I wanted to go with them. Honestly.
You did. You wanted to go.
I was naive. I had no idea.
You didn't think you could be kidnapped or perhaps even worse, as we now know, has happened.
I didn't believe that's going to happen. But after what happened to Jamal, then I started to scream and shout. I just understood.
You just understood, right.
It's just crazy.
We are learning a lot more now about the expat community of Saudi dissidents who are living around the world. Of course, you are one of them. Jamal Khashoggi was one of them. How many people like you are there? Dissidents around the world wondering whether or not they might be spirited off back to Saudi Arabia at any given time.
So first of all, just I want to mention one thing, because Jamal, he always said that, you know, I'm not a dissident, I'm a journalist. And just I want to mention that. But the Saudi government, they wanted to silence Jamal. And now they're having thousands of Jamal everywhere. They wanted to silence just only one guy, and look what happened. The Western media started to focus more on Saudi dissidents, started to focus more on the human rights violation that happened in Saudi Arabia. So they just made a stupid mistake, a stupid mission. It's a big failure for them.
But there's still a risk. You have family back in Saudi Arabia, and so did Jamal Khashoggi. I'm thinking of the pictures this week of his son shaking hands with the Crown Prince, and what an intimidating scene that felt like. What is it like for your family back at home?
Honestly, two of my brothers are jailed. One of them, the one who came here a few months ago to Montreal.
Because of you?
Because of me, yes. And the group of my friends also are jailed because of me. They said, okay, you want them to be released? Shut up. As simple as that. I don't know whether they're still alive or they killed them. I don't know. But the picture that you just mentioned of Salah, the son of Jamal Khashoggi, it's killing me, honestly. It's one of the worst picture that I have ever seen in my life.
Why is that?
It's, you know, first of all, you know, you just killed his father. You are the one who should visit him in his place. You don't have to force him to come to your palace. No, come on. Come on. It's just crazy. You know, how dare you?
You've said that Jamal Khashoggi was like a father figure to you.
Yes. Yes, he was.
What do you think he would tell you in these difficult days if he were here to do so?
He would say, calm down, son. I don't want you to be hurt. But for me, you know, it's really difficult, honestly. I'm not going to stop. We have to keep fighting. And I'm telling you now, we have thousands of dissidents, of political activists being jailed in Saudi Arabia or even outside the country. And before Jamal and after Jamal, the situation has completely changed.
Omar Abdulaziz, a Saudi dissident who lives in Canada, friends with Jamal Khashoggi. Thank you, Omar.
Thank you.